Life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to Mind Flow, a show to help you find your flow. Hit that subscribe button before we get started so you never miss an episode. In what ways will it help you if you are able to notice when you're being misled, or when you're only getting half the story, or when all of the facts aren't being presented? Are you easily persuaded? Or how often do you get baited into an argument? Today, my goal is to raise your awareness around persuasion tactics that are used to mislead you, called logical fallacies. Logical fallacies are basically modern-day Jedi mind tricks that are meant to make you think or believe a certain way. And once this episode is over, you'll have some basic concepts that'll help you spot them if you're watching a commercial, or if you're watching TV, or in a movie, or even in the media, or on the news, or in political campaigns. You'll even be able to notice them in your relationships around the people you work with, or your friends and your family. Sound good? All right, let's flow. So here are four highly persuasive tactics that I want to share with you to help you spot a dishonest argument and to avoid being misled. The first one is called appeals to authority. And when this technique is being used, the argument is based on statements coming from an expert source, like a famous academic scholar or a doctor, which gives that argument more credibility and more authority, which implies the argument must be true because it's coming from a credible academic scholar or a doctor. For example, marketers bank off using celebrity endorsements. Famous athlete gives a stamp of approval on a product, it will help supercharge that product sales. Let's say Tom Brady or LeBron James were the face of whatever your favorite beer is, or the most common beer that your friends drink. Think about this. Those are two highly polarizing athletes who are known for treating their bodies as a temple. The flawed logic in this case is that they're endorsing something they probably don't drink, consume, or purchase, but it would sell billions of dollars worth of booze. Here's the point. Their authority as a celebrity is what's being used to sell the product, not the product itself. So next time you're watching a commercial, try to figure out what you're being sold on. Okay, the second persuasion tactic I want to talk about is called non sequitur. In Latin, non sequitur means does not follow. And these are almost comical because they're statements or sayings or conclusions that don't follow any of the fundamental principles of logic and reason. They're really meant to create confusion, and even though there's a gap in the logic, it's delivered as a fact. For example, hey, that person drives an SUV hybrid that fits a family of five. They must be extremely wealthy. Or, wow, they really love to eat steak, which means they must love eating broccoli and potatoes. Or this one, wow, your dog is so cute, I bet you love your family. You see this a lot in the movies or in TV shows or in writing, where a character or person says something so outlandish or off the wall, it's kind of comical and makes you laugh. But it's delivered as a fact, so you're being persuaded. So keep an eye out, or an ear in this case. Okay, moving on. The third tactic is called a red herring. And a red herring intentionally distracts away from the argument. They're used to take the audience down a different path on purpose to distract them from what's really going on. It's a false clue that misleads or distracts attention away from the main topic. For example, if somebody gets pulled over for speeding and they say, "Hey, why are you pulling me over for speeding? Shouldn't you be out catching a criminal or something?" Or if a child really wants a toy, you create a red herring to distract them. "Look, I know you really want this toy, but when we get home, I'll show you a better toy that you already have." Or a teenager trying to convince their parent to borrow the car. "Hey, look, I know you really don't want me to borrow the car, but I know you love coffee, and I want to go pick up some coffee for you." Red herring. All right, let's move on to the fourth and last persuasion tactic of the day. It's called ad hominem. And these type of arguments involve undermining a person's character. Basically, it's a personal attack at the source of an argument rather than the argument itself. And typically, these attacks have nothing to do with the discussion or the argument, and they're mostly used as a diversion tactic that changes the subject or shifts the burden of truth to someone else. And they're most commonly seen or used in political debates or in the news. Ad hominem is really a fancy way of saying character defamation. And it's mostly associated with trying to undermine a person's argument by attacking their character instead of their skill. Here's some buzzwords that are associated with this one. Smearing, mudslinging, and name-calling. Next time you watch a political campaign or a commercial about a specific politician, ask yourself, are they selling themselves and their credibility and what they have to offer? Or are they selling what's wrong with someone else, or what that person has done in the past or in their history? But putting aside smear campaigns or throwing somebody under the bus, here's a couple of examples that can be seen in the real world. That teacher went to an online university. They have no idea how to teach. Here's another example. That person's an alcoholic. You can't believe any word that comes out of their mouth. Or this one. Look, I know I shouldn't have done that, but I'm the victim here because you're being rude and you made me cry. The reason ad hominem is so effective is because it plays on people's emotions. They can create an emotional charge that can shift the blame, get in your head, and throw you off your game. They work. So keep your head on a swivel. And those are four of many persuasive tactics out there. So hopefully, when you walk back out in the world today, you'll be able to notice when you're being misled, when you're only getting half of the story, or when all the facts aren't being presented, to help you decrease the odds of you being taken advantage of or falling victim to tactics that are meant to manipulate you. All right, that's it. That's a wrap. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about, and keep learning to find your flow.